Well, I would put it to you, it's hard to find a more contentious area of public policy than tree clearing currently. The laws were introduced amid enormous angst across regional Queensland by the then Beattie Labor government back in the 1990s. Changes to the Vegetation Management Act by the LNP government were widely welcomed by landholders, particularly because it provided opportunities to improve country for the purposes of high-value agricultural crops, like sorghum, for example. But conservationists claimed it sparked a resumption of broad-scale clearing. The Wilderness Society, in fact, claimed nearly 300,000 hectares were cleared in 2013-2014 alone, which they say poses a threat to habitat and to the Great Barrier Reef as well. Now, new legislation before the Parliament aims to restore the tree clearing laws to how they were back in 2012. And as I say, it has become quite a contentious issue, with farmers expected to be marching through the streets of Brisbane this Thursday. Now, Peter Spiess joins us now, AgForce Cattle Director and local grazier and consultant, to talk us through the, not just the event on Thursday, but the issue itself. Peter Spiess, good morning to you.
Good morning.
What impact would a landholder like yourself, or how would an impact, how would a landholder like yourself be impacted by the bill?
Look, at the end of the day, most farmers are the biggest environmentalists. You know, they love their land and they want to leave it in better condition for the next generation. Now, some of the aspects of this is the reintroduction of high-value regrowth. On the Tablelands alone, there's 22,000 hectares mapped as what they call Category C, where people are expected to regrow native vegetation on that land. We hear about trees, you know, increased in tree clearing rates. The fact of the matter is the government has been cherry-picking the science. In their own SLATS report from 2012 to 2014, we now have 437,000 hectares more trees than what we began with. Even though tree clearing increased to 296,000 hectares during that period, the fact is tree coverage increased across 51 of 77 council areas. The fact is, as anyone would know in this state of ours, with sunshine and the like, trees grow, and right now they're regrowing at a much faster rate than what they're being managed.
Now, would you understand, though, I mean, the number that you just put forward, that close to 300,000 hectare number, do you get why many in the community would be concerned by that alarm, you know, that amount? Just the idea that the current form of the law has tipped the balance too far away from environmental protections intended in that initial legislation.
Look, at the end of the day, people really, in the main, don't understand the dynamics of trees. What we're talking about here with a lot of that tree clearing was clearing of fodder down in the Mulga lands and re-clearing regrowth. Trees are dynamic. It's like a lawn. And right now, the lawn's growing quicker than we can keep up with the mowing. You know, to maintain current productivity levels, we have to be able to control regrowth. Also, trees spread. You know, they encroach onto to the Mitchell grass downs and the like. And so even though that tree clearing rate has increased, even above that, we have 437,000 hectares of more trees above that tree clearing rate. And people really don't get their head around that. It's a dynamic ecosystem. It grows.
It's 20 minutes to 10. AgForce, Peter, has been leading the campaign against the changes that are before State Parliament. How have landholders up in far north Queensland responded to the call for action?
Look, we've had three protests so far, one at Lakeland, one at Gordon Vale, and not this last weekend, the weekend before, one in Townsville on Coralio Rourke's office. They're coming out in numbers, and we were down in Townsville. My wife cried when she saw an 80-plus-year-old lady walking along, limping along with a frame, and she said, what does it take to see landholders who normally don't protest come out and really protest like that? I mean, farmers traditionally don't protest, and really these laws are punitive and they're perverse to landholders.
So that kind of anecdotal law of farmers not protesting turned on its head on Thursday. No bigger event on the ag calendar than the Brisbane exhibition, the ECCA. What does AgForce have planned?
My understanding is, and I'm not involved in the one down south because I've been to three here in North Queensland, but I understand it's a march on Parliament House. Look, Labor understands only too well that no other issue has proven so effective as harnessing the urban green vote than demonising farmers over vegetation management. It is not trees that protect the soil, it's ground cover. Whether that be through native vegetation, pastures, improved pastures, or crop stubble, it is that ground cover. And in fact, often what we see under trees is a lack of grass, particularly in brigalow and rainforest. You know, because trees compete for sunlight and resources, often grass does not grow under trees, and that is the protection of our soil, and that delivers the outcomes with runoff. You know, we minimise runoff and we maximise infiltration with rainfall by having ground cover there, which is grass or anchored crop stubble.
Is this the first time that Agforce will be protesting in the state's capital, Peter, do you think?
I don't think it'll be the first time. In fact, we see this in Europe. You know, what we can expect is farmers not to lie down anymore. And as I said before, farmers don't normally protest. You know, and people think of the ECHA may not be a time for protest, but the ECHA has traditionally been an agricultural show where rural meets urban. What we could see moving forward, if we have these laws which are punitive and perverse, is an increase in food prices, unless we want to import our food from Southeast Asia. You know, now, at the end of the day, no one says to the Labor Party to stop marching on Labor Day. Farmers are traditionally conservative. They expect us normally to sit around the table and discuss such matters. Well, that hasn't worked, and particularly with this government. So it has really forced landholders their hand.
So you would reject the Environment Minister, Stephen Miles' criticism of politicising the ECHA, Peter Spies?
Let's put it this way. Politicians like going to the ECHA to politicise things. You know, year after year, we see them march around at the ECHA introducing themselves. Yet that has traditionally been an agricultural show. No one says to Stephen Miles to stop marching on Labor Day. So at the end of the day, he can expect more of it in future if we are to see such laws affect our livelihood.
Peter Spies, appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you.
Peter Spies is the Agforce Cattle Director here in Far North Queensland, also a local grazier and consultant, commenting ahead of what is expected to be that march through the streets of Brisbane on Thursday, which is the first day of the ECHA. It is 16 to 10.